Happy Hour on bbsradio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff. I'm here every Wednesday at this time. And I'm playing a tag team, in fact, with Don Newsom, network founder, network co-founder, and host of this show on Mondays. The TNT Hour, what is it about? Well, if you read the news that you're given by the mainstream and you find that it's a bit insane, it doesn't really explain what's going on, it just puts out a lot of fear and a lot of disinformation, well, then you've come to the right place. We're going to talk about a variety of things today, and I guess we could begin by talking about some things going on with this so-called election that we're viewing. Lots of people are very suspicious about the real identity of Barack Obama. He goes by the name Barack Hussein Obama. Wonderful Christian name. He also goes by an unknown name to many people, Barack Hussein Muhammad Obama. So I guess that's a double whammy there with two middle names, both of them strongly Christian. And it should give one rise for pause. And it should provoke you to ask the question, who is this guy? Where did he come from? Who is he working for? What is his agenda? And how does one rise to such prominence, especially when he's virtually an unknown? He was an unknown when he entered politics in Illinois. He was an unknown becoming a U.S. Senator from the state of Illinois. And he is still an unknown running as a presidential candidate in the 2008 election. We've been through this a million times on my Evident Footprint show, and we've even discussed this to some extent. Some shows have been devoted completely to who these people really are and whose agenda they're serving. So it warrants talking about it. One would have to ask, why does an unknown get this royal carpet, this red carpet treatment in Afghanistan and Pakistan and Germany and England and France? What is it about somebody that really doesn't even talk to our leaders here in the United States, but he goes to foreign countries and talks to people? Obviously, we're not privy to what's being talked about, but we can look at things that people see, that people report. Now, there is a soldier in Afghanistan that wrote an email. I don't have the email at my fingertips right now. Actually, someone told me about it and was going to send me a copy of it. But when I get it, I'll make sure that the TNT board gets it and it gets posted. This soldier described a formal reception of Senator Obama arriving at a base to meet a two-star general in Afghanistan. And these guys dress up as much as possible for these events, and there's protocol. They have to stand in a line and respectfully consider that this might become the next president of the United States. And usually a genuine candidate for the presidency is going to acknowledge these soldiers, acknowledge the sacrifice that they've made, the risks they take in losing their lives, and all the other pitfalls of being a soldier, as well as the sacrifice their families are making of being without a parent. And it's not just men, it's women too, or families without their children. And you think Senator Obama could pause for a moment, shake hands, and exchange greetings or pleasantries with any of these people? No, he just walked right by and basically dishonored these soldiers. At least that's how this particular soldier felt. So he sent an email out, and it went around the world, and many people are reading it. I was told about it and had it read to me. And yes, I think I would be upset too. Now, that wasn't the end of it. The soldier was reprimanded, ordered to either face a court-martial, and he still might be court-martialed, or retract his email statement, something to the effect that there were errors in it as to what occurred. Now, this is the usual claptrap that the mainstream media feeds us, the spin, and of course, they don't want us to know what's going on, and so they're going to make sure that any soldier that speaks out, especially one speaking the truth, is going to suffer the consequences. So then in another email that I got, actually I got this email from someone in Germany who witnessed Obama's speech recently in Berlin. And he had some very pertinent comments to make about this. Actually, this person has been a guest on my Evident Footprints radio show, and he is a very well-respected astrologer and business consultant. In fact, governments consult this individual. So this is not something out there in the stratosphere. This is usually very accurate information that this individual puts out. And I thought I would share it with you because it's talking about things that he sees coming up, and if we look at what's going on right now, we can certainly discern that something is in the mix. Everybody's got the feeling with these China Olympics, really they're the World Olympics, but they're being held in Beijing, China. We have some anomalies going on there, which I'll talk about in a little bit, but with all the attention of the world on China, it's the opportune time for China to make a move to undo much of the banking corruption that's being perpetrated by the U.S. government and other governments working as cohorts with the U.S. government. These guys are basically controlling society around the world, and they want exclusive control for themselves. So there's going to be a lot of bickering. As the saying goes, there is no honor among thieves. This is a synopsis of some of what is playing out. Now, take the astrological information with a teaspoon of salt, but then when it's translated into what to expect, you're going to see that what is written in this and what is communicated in this is really discerning what's going on right now. You can make a connection with what you're feeling, even though you don't have the answers. You know something's not right. We know banks are starting to fail. People are losing their homes. There are food problems. There are medical problems. Many people are getting sick. The skies are being sprayed with chemtrails. They're pushing the agenda for vaccines again. They're putting the fear out in the media, trying to scare everybody. And we're going to get into that in a few moments. But I felt it important to at least discuss this information. August opens with a solar eclipse of superb raw power in less than 48 hours. The theme is focus, Leo and Virgo. A summary first and more explanations below, then a brief statement at the end. The alignments of the weeks ahead in astrological terms are signed off by this eclipse, and they are becoming supercharged first with a passive Mars in opposition across Uranus, then squared to Pluto, all spelling unpredictable actions and surprises both in financial and political markets and also in the interpersonal relations. Beware of power plays. Stay in your center. It is getting denser than it already was. sounds very similar to what's going on. Now, this is not something being written on the basis of studying what is going on. It's being written on the basis of these energies that are colliding. Once, however, Mars, Mercury, and Venus enter the inanimate sign Libra, Libra is known as the balance, in late August and most of September, the climate changes briefly for a few weeks to a more cooperative spirit, but until then, we better navigate the situation very carefully with the functionality and precision guided knowing by the sign of Virgo. Mars acts now as a translation planet, showing us the future in odd ways now, while moving in the bandwidth which Saturn will follow through until the illusionary election, notice that again, illusionary election of November 4th, when Uranus opposes Saturn for the first of five times until 2010. That signature, 4th of November 2008, by the way, favors the older, more warlike candidate over the more change-oriented and mind-controlled Manchurian candidate backed by the trilaterals under Zbigniew Brzezinski, who seems to have gotten hold of power from behind the curtains. The people are being royally disinformed. I watched Obama, now this is the writer saying this, I watched Obama in Berlin. I found it a disgrace that someone, anyone, would try to mimic JFK, the Nordic icon. Well, either way, the alignments read such as the USA moves into the hands of internationalistic globalist powers, and one can state that by January 2009, the U.S. is in foreign hands. That is a fact, as is, undeniable and easily predictable and unavoidable. Most of the smarter U.S. citizens are making plans to leave the U.S. by end of this year. Now, I could say that I might disagree with the last two statements to an extent because anything can happen. We might not have a United States. We might not have a planet. Then it could be that some miracle or some act of God takes place, and these people are exposed totally, even by the dumbed-down sheeple, as to who they are and what they're doing. This is definitely an outcome that they do not choose to look at. In fact, the dumbed-down people, the people that are very unaware of what's going on around the world and may remain that way, even though Obama's promising change, the change they'll experience is a further dumbing down, I'm sure. So it's interesting that Michael St. Clair, and he is the author of that, he's written several books, Zen of Stars, Foreseen. He's consulted by governments for this information because they make their plans according to astrological alignments of star systems, constellations, planets, all of that. These are subtle energies, but they exist and they know about them. And their secret societies have used them and calculated their next moves on the basis of what these energies represent. What they mean, the power that might be contained within them. Take, for example, if you started a business on your birthday, it's likely to do well. It's certainly one of the best options you could choose for starting a business. On the other hand, if you start a business on any number of birthday divisible by seven, let's say your 7th birthday, your 14th birthday, 21st birthday, 28th birthday, 35th birthday, 42nd birthday, 49th birthday, 56th birthday, etc. And you combine that with a cycle of energy that occurs every 7 years, you can be far, far more successful just by the pattern of energies that you align with, and it affects your decisions, and it affects your creativity, and your biorhythm. There's numerous scientific data studies that have been conducted and gathered regarding the validity of this information. But through our dogmatic religions and the lies we're told by our politicians, we never access this higher information. But this is the same, these are the same types of information or knowledge that are used by the globalists. They plot what they do. Do you think it was an accident that 9/11 occurred on 9/11? In fact, if you do the numerology, you get a 9 plus 11 is a 20. But if you add 9 plus 1 plus 1, you get another 11. And how you interpret numbers is one thing. They use these numbers according to plans that they have. Now, I could come back to this because Michael St. Clair goes into talking about gold, and he really gives a reading about the planets in the certain signs coming up, Virgo and Libra, and he's talking much about the disruption that's going to occur in the United States as well as in other parts of the world, because if the United States goes down, so does the rest of the world. And so this is information I'm not asking anyone to believe, but you can actually read this for yourself. I'll give you the email, or I should say the URL, the website address, and you can read it for yourself. It's pretty interesting because Michael has been right about a lot of things, and his information is lining up with that of many researchers and journalists and intuitives throughout the planet. You can go to light, L-I-G-H-T, dash, seeds, S-E-E-D-S, .com. Again, that's lightseeds.com/new.html. light-seeds.com/new.html, and it will take you to this particular document. Now, that's it, and he's speaking about the energies and the power that is coming, and this there's a clash of energies that's occurring. And so when you have these clashes of energies, you have one force opposing the other. They don't all blend together. They're so opposite, in fact, that there is going to be collision of ideas, collision of intentions and goals. The energies are going to be very disruptive. Let's talk about disruption on a global scale now. On August 8th, we have Beijing, China, hosting the World Olympics. These are the Summer Games, they like to call it. Now, we grew up learning that this is a way to bring the world together in brotherhood and peace. And to an extent, that's probably true. But I remind the listeners that in 1972, during the Summer Olympics in Munich, we had a terrorist act perpetrated on some members of the Israeli Olympic team. Isn't that interesting? Israel figures into this. And it was blamed on the Palestinian Liberation Organization. Of course, these guys wore ski masks, so no one could see their faces. Likely, they were intelligence agents from Israel. And this whole thing was just perpetrated to fool the whole world into believing that this was really what it appeared to be on the surface. 9/11, Israel has been involved in. We know that. So we can draw comparisons, we can draw analogies. Now the date that they picked for the Olympics to open 8-8 and 2008. So you have 3 8s in there. And if you add them together, numerologically, you have, technically you should add the two, but they're focusing their attention on the eights, and I'll explain why in a moment. The 8-8 and the 8 in the year, so we have month, day, and year add up to 24. 2 plus 4, I'm taking the 2 and 4 and 24, adding them together, you get a 6. There's the number, one of the numbers of the Antichrist, the 666. This is just a subliminal message. But then they go further, and they are going to officially open the Olympics on 8-8-08 at 8:08. Now, I'm presuming that's going to be in the evening because they like to make a big spectacle of it. So the evening of 8-8-8, the Olympics are going to open at 8:08. That is a Chinese lucky number, by the way. So we find that interesting. Now, what do lucky numbers have to do with the Olympics, and what do the Olympics have to do with all this? Well, up until really today, the mainstream media has been downplaying the whole issue of the bird flu. If you remember, we heard about SARS, and that didn't stick. And then we heard about the bird flu. That didn't stick, and then it was dropped for a time being because they had to come up with something really disastrous to cover up what was going on financially, all the corruption. And then we had banks going down right after that. So while we were describing it was a cover-up of what's going on in the finance community, we had Bear Stearns in distress. That's what we're hearing about. That's not even the totality of all the corruption and all the distress in the world's economic community. Then you have IndyMac Bank in California, in Pasadena, going down, a bank that wrote tons and tons of mortgages for people all over the country. Well, where's the money? Where's the money? That's the question people should be asking. Why are these companies going under? Well, they've stolen the money. Simple. The money's been stolen. These banks are going down because they're creating this system, this fiat money system, this usury credit system, out of thin air. They're making the money, supporting it, out of thin air. They're continuing the same process. And it's happening also in the stock markets, too. You're just not seeing it to the extent that it's going to totally collapse. This is done by design. Because certainly if it wasn't done by design, it would be fixed. It wouldn't be allowed to occur. And it goes hand in hand with all the people illegally coming into the country. Permitted. Not only are they allowing them to come into the country, they're giving them our jobs. They're giving them our benefits that we have paid. Social Security, health benefits they're giving them to the tune per person of $36,000 a year for just coming over the border illegally. That's the reward. Can you listen to that statement and deny that there's an intentional implosion of the United States occurring right now? It's all about business, it's all about money, and it's all about ripping off the people. There's nothing good in what they're doing, despite their proclamations and despite the spin of the media. Now, going back to China, they've been putting stories out about the bird flu. They had to kill 80,000 chickens here. Well, we heard this from, I think it was Tyson in the United States. They had to kill 80 or 90,000 chickens that they claim had the bird flu. It's quite well, or quite possible they did have the bird flu. But how do they get it? With all the antibiotics they feed animals, How did the birds get the bird flu? Well, you could say, well, it's a virus. Antibiotics don't kill the virus. But they've done something. I would suggest maybe they were using that as a test case. And they gave Tyson a bunch of money and said, okay, get rid of these chickens. What does that do? That takes more food off the market and raises the price of what is on the market. So there's an intention to starve people. They play with the weather. They're spraying the skies with chemtrails, spreading disease. And China is now sounding this alarm about the bird flu. H5N1 is what they call it. Now I've got word that there is an equestrian or a horse flu taking place in China. And many of the equestrian competitors refuse to take their horses there for the competition. So they're going to move the equestrian events for the 2008 Olympics, which begin on 8/8/8, at 8/8/8, they're going to move it to Hong Kong. Now we're talking about the equestrian events. Hong Kong is deemed to be safe, and at this time of the year, it's too hot in Hong Kong for horse racing to go. So they'll use some horse racing tracks as the venues for the equestrian Olympic equestrian events. That's a story to watch. That's definitely a story to watch. Now, how does this affect people? Well, you've got the bird flu. They're claiming it can jump from one species to another. It's very contagious, and that people will get it. Number one, if they have the bird flu there, we don't know how bad it is, but there are people who have been researching this and monitoring this for some time, and it's a perfect opportunity for China to create a pandemic scare and require people, for example, under the pretext of spreading the bird flu to other countries, to give an inoculation against the bird flu. When you get an inoculation for any disease, you're having the disease put into your body. And if your body is resistant to disease, you won't be affected by it, at least not immediately. However, if you're not resistant to disease and your immune system is compromised, you could very well contract the very disease that you were given an inoculation for in the beginning. So it's presumed that if they don't force athletes to take shots or vaccinations, which is probably going to show up on a drug test anyway, they supposedly screen all these athletes for drug use. So they would give them the vaccine after the events, before leaving China, under the pretense of not spreading it to other countries, when in fact that's exactly what they will do. So it's something to be alarmed about. It's something to consider. Do we have to panic? No. Just refuse to take the vaccine. It's intended to reduce the population in the United States by hundreds of millions. Now, back as far as 2005 or 2006, the Chinese defense minister made a general comment and said that in the near future, there will be 100 to 200 million Americans dying from an epidemic. And it will come in waves of three. Three waves over a period of time separated by roughly 12 weeks. How does someone predict that unless it's planned? How can someone describe that? Now, did they just put that out there for fear, or was it an actual intention to release the information to, or was it under the assumption that we would not get this information. We won't find out until it happens. But in the meantime, we're going to take a short pause for the cause. You're listening to the TNT Hour, and we'll be right back. Don't go away.
The Idaho Observer, a monthly 24-page newspaper in its ninth year of addressing issues that affect all freedom-loving Americans, is one of the few remaining newspapers courageous enough to print the truth. Concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you? Subscribe today. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues, the Idaho Observer prints what you need to know to be a fully informed American. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
Second segment of the TNT Hour on bbsradio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff. You are welcome to call in if you have a comment or a question you want to ask. Unlike the mainstream news, we are about sharing this information, and sometimes callers have just as valuable information. So you're welcome to call in to Station 1. Going back now to this topic of the bird flu, and you see these plans have been mapped out under a variety of program names. So you have Rex 84, which is the internment of political prisoners in concentration camps throughout the United States. There are over 800 of these camps, and although they like to downplay whether or not these are actually in force, we see signs. We see UN vehicles parked all over our country. Russian soldiers have been seen in the Pacific Northwest areas, both in Montana. I've heard Wyoming. I don't know if that's true, but Montana and Washington State definitely. Of course, they'd be up in Idaho, too, the northern parts. We've seen Chinese soldiers, whole battalions of soldiers in New Mexico. People have reported seeing that. And when they called the Border Patrol and they called American soldiers to the scene, they were high-fiving and backslapping each other. So you have to ask yourself, how real is this? What do I want to accept as my reality? And if you're researching and looking for information to explain what's going on, or if you're intuitive enough to sense what's going on, it's not your imagination that these things are happening. Of course, they attack the messenger. that seems to them the easiest way to stop the message from coming out. But the message is what it is, and it will find a way to come out regardless of who they move out of the way. If that's what's done when people speak the truth, you've got to really look at the situation and ask yourself, well, what's the problem here? If this is true, why is the truth coming out a problem? Well, it exposes the lies. It exposes the agenda. It's only natural. If you're going to try to take over the world, you want to be a little bit secret about it. So they're secret. They're secretive. Yet, at the same time, though they're secretive, they're making mistakes. They're so arrogant and so determined that they're going to succeed that they do it right in front of our faces. And I'll hand it to them. Most people are dumbed down. Their brainwashing techniques and mind control techniques have been very, very successful. But they start with you when you're a baby. Somehow that doesn't seem very fair, does it? They start with all of us when we're babies. With some of us, the programming doesn't stick, however. Or for some reason, there's something about our character or about our spirituality, our consciousness, that allows us to rise above what they're doing, because they're operating at a very, very low vibration. I think if you could hear their vibration in spirit, it would resemble something between the frequency of an earthquake, which can be anywhere from 1 to 2 hertz, maybe up to 100 hertz on harmonics, but usually 1 or 2 hertz. It would be somewhere between that and, pardon the expression, the frequency of a fart. That's their consciousness. That's where they want to keep us. And those of us that look about and discern what's going on know that this is a very, very base frequency they're operating from. And it cuts off your supply to higher knowledge. It cuts off your spiritual discernment. It cuts off your creativity and your perception of what is really happening in the world. Now, I didn't intend to turn this into a metaphysical show, but that's a metaphysical principle that they use. They're using frequency control. And if you doubt that there's frequency control, you have it in your schools. Every time it's time for school to begin, or for a class to end, or for the day to end, or a fire drill or some kind of emergency event, they ring bells. Cities and towns have tornado sirens. Although you don't usually hear them, they're not into warning us anymore. They want to see the death and destruction come upon us suddenly. In fact, the technologies are so advanced they can create the storms. And they've done it. There's tons of research about that. So they use metaphysics, so we should understand these principles. It's the unaccepted part of science that's very real. And it's unaccepted by science because they've either been told to stay away from it, or they've been brainwashed into thinking that it's not real, even though they use it. What would be the purpose for telling a scientist not to investigate the paranormal, or for punishing him when he does, when they use paranormal activities for everything they do? It's to keep them from meddling. That's the purpose behind that. So, that said, we use our discernment, and if discernment isn't just on a mental level. In fact, it really doesn't occur at all on the mental level. When your discernment becomes a thought is where you start to bring it down to this frequency on planet Earth, this experience we call life. So we're dealing with frequencies. Now, maybe you're saying, well, okay, you know, you have to have the bell because the kids have to know when school starts. Well, that's frequency control, whether you want to accept that or not. Now, we also have sirens, which are a different kind of frequency control. You have a rising and falling of a sound that's blasted at a volume level that if you were close enough to it, it could cause deafness. Designed to get your attention. Designed to get you to stop doing what you're doing and respond to it. And what do people do when they hear a siren? See their heads turn, they're looking. What are they looking for? Well, usually when there's a siren, someone's been hurt. It might be an ambulance or someone's being chased. They have to see it. They have to see how close they themselves are to escaping death. That's what's programmed into us. These subtle meanings of what these frequency controllers do. Now they're using cameras. Oh, they've got over 4,700 cameras in Great Britain at major intersections and in neighborhoods where they're literally monitoring the police. They've got them in the subways, train stations, bus stations, airports, everywhere. Britain is being a model of total Big Brother, 1984. H.G. Wells. And then we have other types of frequency control. You've got stop signs. You've got traffic lights. Now, in a sense, they do a job. But if people were kind and thoughtful of each other, recognizing their oneness, they might pause at an intersection without a light, which often is the case in a small town. And the first person there is acknowledged by the other people to have the right to either go through the intersection straight or to make a left or a right turn. That's a common courtesy, but we've been reduced to frequency control. We have the red, the yellow, and the green. Isn't it interesting that the symbols for the various levels of terrorist alerts end at the top with red, just like a stop sign? They use a very similar code, moving from green upward to red. Now, they use a variety of colors, and they don't really mean anything except they picked them out and decided that they want to use that. Now, there are some people. Someone, in fact, just sent me an email about something that I said about Barack Obama. And so I'd like to clarify that. I made a comment, sort of, pointing out something about Barack Obama's middle name, okay? This is a man that's purporting to be a Christian, okay? He very well can be a Christian. I'm just wondering why, maybe I should have clarified that. This email was sent in by Doris. I'll just be kind to Doris, just use her first name. Doris is concerned that I might have said something misleading, negative, or racist about Barack Obama. And no, Doris, that's not at all what I'm saying. Not at all. In fact, what is racist about one's religion? What I'm saying is that one chooses these names, or one is given these names, on the basis of a religious belief. And we actually, with Barack Obama, have a dichotomy of beliefs. And when you do the genealogical work on Barack Obama, instead of accepting the mainstream media spin story, you might yourself find out that he was born in another country and was not born in the United States. And where he was born, his name was very appropriate. It's a name. That's all it is. But why is it that someone in Kenya reveals this secret about his second middle name? Someone who's seen him over time and spent time around his so-called family. Why do they disclose this information as something that the American people must know? They must really know the character behind the name. I'm not making judgments against anyone's religious belief, nor am I making judgments against their race or about their race. It so happens that Barack Obama submitted a live certificate of birth through his campaign committee, and it's been deemed a fraud. Not only is it not compliant with the seal and all the protocol that go on a live birth certificate written or given out in Honolulu, Hawaii, the paper it's on is different. The whole document has been forensically examined and determined to be a fraud. A horrible fraud was the quote that was used. So why are they hiding where Obama is from? Why is that important? Why is that a secret? Well, it has everything to do with a new world order, whether anyone wants to believe it or not. If Barack Obama were the man for the job, I would support him. If Barack Obama was the man he claims to be, I would support him, as I would anyone else running for the presidency. But we have people pretending to be Americans. We have people, and I've done the genealogical work on that. So I'm not making a racist comment, nor am I finding fault in anyone's religion. That's a personal choice that that person makes about their religion. I find it interesting, though, that second middle name has been hidden. And I find it interesting that a church that he claims to have been going to for 20 years, which is a Christian church, he's only been going to not even 16 years. Why the obfuscation of the numbers? Why exaggerate the numbers? Why say 20 years? Is that because it's a nice round number? Obama has publicly stated that his mother lived to be 57 years old. We'll talk about some of his statements here and just examine them. Well, that would be possible if calculators and pencil and paper didn't work correctly. His mother was born the 29th of November, 1942, and supposedly died November 7th, 1995. Well, she would have been dead 3 weeks prior to her 53rd birthday. Now, there's a big difference between 53 and 57. How could it be that Barack Obama was 5 years off his mother's birthday? And no one's heard that remark. No one's commented on that. Pretty simple thing to do. So why would one lie about how old one's mother was? I would submit to you that they might lie or mislead us on 2 points. Number one, they might not know. They might not actually know the truth. Or, number two, they're hiding something. And I would suggest that it's the latter. It's, allow him to make a blatant error. Maybe he wasn't good at math. And if he wasn't good at math, I wonder what his qualifications are for being a politician. I really do. It's not just about bringing people together. For what purpose? Or it's about change. What kind of change are we talking about here? Change of name, change of religion, change of the facts, change of the truth? What is it? Too many dichotomies, and I'm not the only one, Doris, and the rest of the listening audience that feels that way. But no, I am not making any kind of remark. There's a bit of what we call sarcasm in the remark, in the sense that Barack Obama's mother, it was a self-proclaimed atheist. His father was Muslim, but a self-proclaimed atheist, and this is the upbringing of a man who professes to be Christian, though his Christian pastor was a Muslim, and he had to distance himself because the pastor was doing damage to his campaign. This is all a dog and pony show, really. This is smoke and mirrors for what's really going on. Because this campaign is not about Obama's mother or his grandparents. nor his minister. That's not who it's about. We have a right to know who these people are and what their intentions are, and certainly whether they're even qualified by their birthplace and their birth date to run, because our Constitution, our laws declare that he has to be a natural-born citizen. And there are some laws possibly at play that even if he was born in Hawaii, that his mother wasn't of the age under the law that he would be considered eligible to run as president. This is being hidden from us by the mainstream media. So I point these things out because it's the media pushing the image. And when you dig down beneath the surface and look at the details with a fine-tooth comb and a magnifying glass, you can find out that there's a few fleas in there and that there's a lot more going on behind the scenes than what we're told. I still have not heard a reason why Barack Obama should be running for the presidency of the United States. I care not what color the president is. I care not what his name is, and I care not what his religion is. I just like to see consistency, and I like to see the truth. And if you're going to talk about the truth on that, then you need to get into some of the other scandals, because there were three people at his church murdered very recently. This is not something I'm making up. It's been written about it. You can read about it in the Chicago Tribune. A choir director and two parishioners, two members of the congregation, openly gay, all three of them. And the one, Donald Young, who was the music minister at that church, was in contact with another gay man that's gone before the press, Larry Sinclair, and talked about his private relations, sexual relations, and drug escapades with Barack Obama. So we're not getting the whole story. That's the point I'm making, Doris. Your comment is well taken. Understand, I've never attacked anyone on that basis. I'm showing that there's a bit of hypocrisy in the use of the name and the identification with the history, which is in his own autobiography, and making this illogical connection to a Christian church that he supposedly went to for 20 years, and he didn't even go there for a full 16 years. It's media spin. It's the construction and the manufacturing or the creation of an idol. And even the Bible tells us, it warns us about idol worship. That's the point I wanted to make. Thank you so much for your message. It's well taken. And we're out of time. So I thank everyone for tuning into the TNT Hour. And tune in next Monday when Don Newsom will be hosting the show and will be bringing you more news that you don't hear in the mainstream. You have a good day, and we'll see you tonight on Evident Footprints. Bye now.